Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But hold your calls for a few minutes. We have with us on the line from the Sacramento area, D.B. Kidd, who's really one of the champions of what's going on. She's written a publication on banking that sold over 2 million copies. Over 2 million copies. She's run for Congress several times, and now she's writing and just continues with her efforts to educate the American people about the fact we're losing our freedom, and we're losing it because the wicked people are in control, and most people are just too busy to be involved, concerned about our future. D.B., thank you so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Well, let's see. Are we going to talk about your concept of the Praetorian Guard today? What shall we talk about?
You're the host. We can go wherever you want. Praetorian Guard is fine.
Okay, you want to go into the Praetorian Guard, and then perhaps we can get into the whole banking concept, because certainly I think banking is the key, and this is something that you spent a lot of time studying.
Well, and of course, always the what funds things, like when I wrote this article on the Praetorian Guard, a follow-up to the misuse of America's military. I mean, all of these people out there, all of this war in Iraq, most of them don't even know why we went there. But it isn't just Iraq. It's a matter of the United States aiding foreign countries without provocation and sending our troops into all these countries, 130 countries throughout the world. And the military is supposed to be there to defend the shores of the United States of America. We have troops in, like I said, 130 countries, but what are they doing there? Well, in villages in Haiti, we have active military giving free medical exams and free dental care to villagers. We have the same thing going on in some of the African countries and in all over the world. We have full colonels that are so bored over in the Balkans, over in Kosovo, they sit around all day giving computer lessons to kids in the area who will never be able to afford a computer. And I feel that this is the wrong year.
But, of course, in some instances, aren't we keeping dictators in power, dictators, though, who will go along with our agenda as far as the one world government, the new world religion?
Well, that's what they do. The shadow government and the people behind the scenes that pull the strings of all these puppets, they go out there and they create these crises by filching the money from the American people. They go into these foreign countries, they topple their governments, they set up their puppet governments to serve the interests of the international banking cabal, and then they install the United States military in all these countries for years and decades on end. And what American interests are they over there protecting? Look how long we've had troops now over in Kosovo in that entire area.
Look how long we've had our troops in Japan.
Oh, I know.
Why can't Japan afford to defend itself? They're the second largest industry in the entire nation. So in the entire world. So why do we have to have troops to defend Japan? Why can't Germany defend itself? Why can't France and Italy defend themselves? Why do American troops have to be over there? Who are we defending them from? The Russians or the Chinese or Osama bin Laden?
Well, the communist
just a moment with D.B. Kidd. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is D.B. Kidd. And D.B. is an amazing woman. She, of course, writes regularly for news.com, and you want to go to one of the better websites, newswithviews.com. Paul Walter's website is excellent. I recommend it to you. And then, of course, she's run for Congress several times. She has put out a booklet that, with over 2 million copies that have been distributed across the country and really around the world, going into the background of the banking. Now, you may wonder what banking has to do with anything. It has to do with everything. After all, when you can create money out of nothing, you can buy politicians, you can buy presidents, you can buy countries, for that matter. And of course, before we went to the break, we were talking about, we were talking before we, of course, came on with you, about the fact that America has troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world. And the question was raised is why now, over 50 years, almost 60 years since we defeated, we still have troops stationed in Japan. Isn't the second largest industrialized nation in the world able to defend itself? Why do we still have troops stationed in Germany? Can't Germany defend itself? And you pick up from the story from there before, D.B.
Well, the United States has been drawn into fighting what's called wars for national liberation. And, of course, this type of foreign policy, which is exactly what you're seeing in Iraq, is completely anathema to what the military was created for. But as I said before the break, the shadow government creates these crises. They create these problems through funding one side against the other. They go into these countries. In the case of Iraq, supposedly we went in there because Iraq was a direct threat to us. It was an imminent threat. There were weapons of mass destruction. So we preemptively invaded a country, set up shop there, help them put together a government that does not reflect the desire of the people there, and to establish so-called democracy, but it's really not democracy. When one learns and studies all of this, it's just the spread of communism. And over there in Iraq, they're doing the same thing they tried to do in Afghanistan, they're trying to do in the Balkans, and that is to instill the communist mentality in these people about the good of the community, community values, the community good, and all of the rest of it that goes with it. But I've done quite a bit of research on this, and from people a lot smarter than me that study nation building, and it has been an absolute, complete, overwhelming failure 9 times out of 10. The United States of America has never succeeded with any nation building at all. Once the United States reduces its military force down to skeletal crew, if you want to call it that.
Hold that thought there, right, TV? We've got to bring our other stations back right now. All right, and this is Dr. Stan, and TV has been talking about our stations throughout the world, and she's pointing out that they are trying to build and instill in these people this idea of, well, call it communism, call it what you will, community responsibility, but looking to the government to solve their problem, because communism and socialism, stripped of their idealism, wonderful, sincere, idealistic theories, they're really a power structure with a ruling elite, a massive military that controls everybody, and then everybody else enslaved in a feudalistic system. But we're trying to get the people in these countries to go along with that for their own good, and then the government can look after them, and they'll look after, you know, they'll be submissive to this new ruling elite that we have installed. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, it would, and it's nothing new. I mean, in Stalin's Russia, it was classic. He blamed the enemies for everything that was done while they were actually the communist Russians were behind it. And they used this type of propaganda to justify the invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1968, and then they turned around and invaded Afghanistan in 1980. And the Soviet communists were then able to manipulate the Soviet people themselves into supporting these big government hunts for terrorists and traitors and spies, and conduct these liberation wars for humanity. And of course, the United States, the people of the United States, have, you know, the boogeyman has been created, and not to downplay anything about 9/11, because it was horrific. But when you look, behind the curtain, we now have another created enemy, and they're being blamed for everything, terrorist acts, and all of this is used to justify our invasion of countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, and other countries. Meanwhile, the Americans are manipulated into supporting these government hunts the same way as the communist Russians did. And the whole purpose is to manipulate entire populations into supporting what I call the Wars of National Liberation. And what it does is it achieves the Sovietization of these so-called liberated, underdeveloped countries, and the full altruization of the United States. We're getting caught up in the same thing.
I remember, of course, when we sent our troops, Bill Clinton sent troops into Bosnia, and he said, oh, you have nothing to worry about. Our troops will be home by November. He just didn't say which November, because our troops are still there. And we're told, well, our troops won't be coming home from Iraq until 2005. Not, they won't be home before 2005. We're not going to pull our troops out of there. We're building the largest embassy anywhere in the entire world. Right there, it's going to have 3,000 employees. If our troops are coming home, why are they building an embassy, the largest one in the entire world, where it's going to have 3,000 employees, when we're going to get out of there and turn the country back over to the people? Didn't we go there just to get rid of Osama bin Laden and to make the people free? Or was there an entirely different agenda? Are they not telling the American people the truth? And I'd like to suggest, as Devi is suggesting, that that is exactly what's going on. In fact, I would refer to something that Plato wrote over 2,400 years ago, 2,350 years ago in the Republic. He said, when the tyrant has disposed of the enemy by treaty or by conquest, and there is nothing to fear without stirring up a new enemy, so that the people will have to rally behind their leader. Does that sound like what's going on now? Machiavelli talked about the same basic thing. Would we actually, allow maybe a terrorist to work here in the United States and not impede them at all? Well, I'd like to suggest, if our listeners haven't seen the video, Jihad in America, which was released initially in 1994 and then suppressed by our government because they didn't want you to know the Islamic terrorists were here. We finally got this, and I'll tell you, that is the hardest video I've ever had to get cut. Now, Stephen Emerson's Jihad in America, it has FBI footage shot in 1988 about the terrorist cells that were here in the United States and the terrorists who were here, people for their Islamic Jihad, and we knew about it all the time, and we suppressed this information. Jihad in America, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You ever seen that video, DB?
I haven't, but I have done a lot of work with Pat Brierley, who knows an awful lot about what happened with 9/11, and the material that he put together, his 9/11 report, was actually used by the 9/11 Commission. There is no question through all of Pat's research, and he's got enough documents to fill an entire room. He's been at this for years. The FBI knew where these major terrorist cells were. Ashcroft did nothing. He was interested in doing nothing. And there was a great deal of tension between George Tenet and John Ashcroft, because Ashcroft continued to squash, many sincere efforts to go after these terrorists. They purposely didn't do it, and it's a horrific thing to say about your own government, and people automatically knee-jerk into a state of total denial, because it is so very, very difficult to accept compliment in any way, in any type of tragedy against the people of your nation, at least in America. In other countries it goes on all the time, but my personal opinion, and apparently a lot of people agreed by the amount of mail I got, our military is not being put on American soil to defend the United States of America. They're being used to further this one world government theme of, like you say, whether it's communism or fascism or socialism. You go look at Iraq today, what you're seeing over there is not going to change. The media picks and chooses who they want the American people to see, little children. And, of course, America is a very caring country, and we do care that other people are being oppressed. But colonials, of course, my dogs will bark. Our colonials had to fight for their freedom, and other countries do, too. But Iraq, it's not going to change. They don't want us there. They don't want, quote, democracy shoved down their throats. They want the Americans off their soil. They don't want the American army and military in there dictating how they're supposed to think. And they're going to continue to fight back. The Afghanis did it against the Russians, and the Russians finally, skulked out of that country after 8 years and all the suffering and killing that they did. And it's not going to be any different in Iraq, and it'll just be put in the column of losses under nation building. It never succeeds. It never works. And the only way to stop it is for the American people to stop supporting these types of programs American foreign policy. Unfortunately, I think we're going to get the mandatory draft.
Oh, I think it's just a matter of time. You see, and I think it's really so important that our listeners understand there is a master plan. It's for an American empire. We are going to control everything. We're going to force all countries into this world government. That is the major thrust of the foreign policy of both of our political parties, and both George Bush and John Kerry are going to support that. They're both in favor of globalism. Both of them are going to continue the war, and I'm sure Deeb is absolutely right. They are going to come up with a draft after the election, and they're going to say, we would never do that. We have no intention of having the draft. You know, we would never send your boys to fight on foreign soil. Compulsory. I remember hearing Franklin Roosevelt said, no American boy will ever fight on foreign soil. I remember Lyndon Johnson. I'm old enough to remember Lyndon Johnson say, why should we send our boys halfway around the world to fight in Vietnam when we've got a communist bastion just 90 miles off the Florida Keys? And that's right. But he sent them halfway around the world not to fight communism. We weren't fighting communism. We funded it all during the war. And the one thing is, of course, we can't let the American people understand that the war was never fought to win. We were never allowed to win. But I think that we're going to try to win over there, and we're doing a pretty poor job of it. How could you do such a terrible job? Before we went in there, the people had electricity, and they had water, and hospital supplies, and now they don't have electricity, maybe a couple of hours a day. How'd you like to live in 120-degree temperature without air conditioning and without water, and you're going to have to walk down to the Tigris or the Euphrates to pick up your water? And something's wrong with the system. How could you do such a poor job unintentionally?
And because the military is having such a difficult time recruiting, even though they offer free breast documentation and things like that to incoming recruits, that is telling the masters of the game that the American people don't have the stomach for this. You have people like Sean Hannity who can rah, rah, rah on TV every night all day. It's the recruitment numbers that tell the story. And like I said before, we're in Iraq, and the American military is there with guns. They go door to door and disarm people so they don't even have the opportunity to protect themselves against predators that roam around. And God bless our military. My husband's a retired Army colonel. He spent 27 years in the military, so I know what it's like to be a military family. And this has nothing to do with the military. Once you're in, they own you 24/7, and you're sent wherever these overfed politicians in Washington, D.C. want to send you. You have no control over your life. So this isn't about the job that our men and women in uniform are doing. This is about the people that are sending them to where they should not be. It's about the misuse of our military for projects, if you will, that are never going to succeed. It would be just the same as if the communist Russians and the communist Chinese sent their troops over here. You know darn well that with 200 million guns in this country, we would fight them tooth and nail until we got every single one of them off U.S. soil. We would never give up, never. And that is the mentality of people in their homelands. They don't want to secede their culture and their lifestyles and stuff to the United States of America.
And I want to know why we won't allow them to have free elections. I mean, they tried to hold free elections as soon as the Saddam's regime was overthrown, and we wouldn't allow them. And we put our puppets in there, and this entire government is a puppet government. And everybody in Iraq and everybody in the world knows that the only people who don't understand it is the American public.
Because that's because there's some reality show on TV tonight that they want to watch.
Well, at least they'll be listening, hopefully, to DB Kid, and they'll be reading her articles on newswithviews.com. And, of course, hopefully they'll be listening to Radio Liberty as well. And your job out there is to get other people listening and let them understand that both of our political parties have exactly the same foreign policy. If you want Socialist Party A or Socialist Party B, if you want a Socialist Party R or C, it really doesn't make a bit of difference. You never give the suckers an even chance. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 gripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of
peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is D.B. Kidd, and we're talking about the American Empire. Now, most Americans don't realize, but that's the real agenda of the people who control both political parties. It's been the agenda for a long period of time, and that's why we have our troops in Japan and in all throughout Europe and throughout Africa and throughout Asia, and there is an agenda, but they can't tell the American people what this is about. They can't explain to them that the purpose is to gradually to impoverish the American living standards, to ship our jobs and our factories overseas. And those of you who saw the figures today, there were 33,000 jobs created last month. Now, you have to understand it takes 300,000 jobs to actually maintain our workforce. And, of course, they made up the figures as far as the unemployment figures because they lie to us. You can always tell when a government official is lying because his lips are moving. And so they can't let the American people know that the real plan is to impoverish the American people to redistribute the wealth between nations. And if you doubt that, you need to read the Earth Charter. And if you don't have it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-484-8927. And request a free copy of the Earth Charter, written by that a great humanitarian, Mikhail Gorbachev, the butcher of Afghanistan, and his two multi-billionaire friends, Maurice Strong and Stephen Rockefeller, the son of Nelson Rockefeller. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and our guest today, 0464-82 Central Coast of California. Our guest, kid, Phoebe, what's going to happen next?
About a little while ago, I think they're going to implement the draft, and I think, and I, you know who Ed, we talked about Edwin Vieira. Edwin has been working on writing a small pamphlet on this very subject about the gold dinar, because he feels that this is going to, in his words, represents the single largest threat to the central bank since its creation in 1913.
Could you tell our friends, our listeners, who Ed Vieira is? Many people don't know him.
Dr. Edwin Vieira graduated from Harvard Law School. He's an attorney, married. He has, I don't know, six or eight children. He's a wonderful man, but he's also one of the most intelligent individuals I've ever had the pleasure of knowing in my life. As far as an attorney goes, he's a constitutionalist. He's argued one in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, and he's got credentials, you know, paragraphs and paragraphs long. He's always been the champion for the little guy, but there's nobody in this country that understands the money and the central bank, in my opinion, better than Edwin Vieira. He wrote a book a couple of years ago called Crashmaker, and the book is about 1,500 pages. It's in two volumes. And what he did was he wrote about the central bank, but he made it into a novel, make it, you know, more entertaining to people instead of just, you know, a bunch of dry text. But in that book is every single court case that's ever been brought against the central bank and all of the litigation that's ever been brought and the history of it. And it's an amazing work. His new book, relatively new, is Pieces of Eight Revised. And in the back of that book, he has several examples of model legislation for the states, because Edwin, myself, and Larry Becraft have had many an afternoon, I mean literally 4 to 5 hours, sitting in restaurants in Washington, D.C., going over this business with the central bank, because Congress, not in our lifetime and not in the political landscape that we have, Congress will never get rid of an income tax, whether it's a flat tax or direct tax or sales tax, whatever. They're not going to get rid of that because they don't want to get rid of the central bank. But Edwin has been following the gold dinar, as I have the last couple of years, but Edwin is of the belief that this is it's now reaching the point where it has become a direct threat to the central bank. And the gold dinar is a religious-backed money for the Muslim world, and with 1.2 billion Muslims in the world who will be required to use this gold dinar, which Edwin noted they would be horrified to you know, really understand constitutional form of currency, because Muslims don't believe in usury or anything like that. But if the gold dinar is used for, you know, they won't want oil, I mean gold for oil, because now the U.S. dollar is the currency of oil in the world. And the massive use and the push of this gold dinar, he says, he believes that the global banking cartel, the ones that own our Congress and the White House, they're going to throw the big roll of the dice early next year. Those were his words.
And, of course, what this is going to mean is, of course, the collapse eventually of the financial system, into your pension, your annuities, your banknotes, your bonds, your everything you have, your CDs, the people who are looking forward to Social Security and Medicare, right? The government's going to take care of me. No, the government doesn't have the money to. They've got $44 trillion money that they owe, but they don't have the money to pay it. And so the only way out, the convenient way, just the value of currency, and you can give the people the money, give them all they want to, they think they're entitled to, but it won't buy anything. Could it happen in America? It can happen in any nation that turns its back on God. Except genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan, who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president
of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well tie up cancer. And a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and a few weeks ago, Kevin DeMeritt of Lear Financial contacted us and asked if he could sponsor some of our programs. Well, I looked into the background of the company. They have an excellent reputation, so I think it's a good time to think very seriously about investing in precious metals. Why? Because we have inflation, we have a devalued dollar, and we've lost almost 30-40% of our value of our currency, and we know that people like Warren Buffett are investing overseas. They're not investing in American currencies. Why not give the people at Lear Financial a call at 1-888-302-7111. That's 1-888-302-7111. And ask for their free audio seminar. Again, the number 1-888-302-7111. I think this is an excellent time to consider protecting your assets.
Edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials
and procedures have on the health of the entire.
If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David has been in Santa Cruz Dental 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is D.B. Kidd, and you can go to newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. And you can pull down the articles he writes there on a regular basis. And why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about this pamphlet that you put out? It was a booklet, really. About 40 or 50 pages, and you put out 2 million of them?
Well, I did. I retired my booklets earlier this year. I guess we didn't get a chance to go over that off the air. But yeah, Why a Bankrupt America dealt with the central bank and its feeding artery, the IRS, and the other booklet, Blind Loyalty, dealt strictly with vote fraud and how our elections have been hijacked since 1960 via the machines, because remember, whoever counts the votes determines the outcome of the elections. But after 10.5 years, and my printer was getting ready to retire, so I just went ahead and retired my booklets. But the money is the key to everything, and without the American people funding all of this, and I refer, of course, to the 18% that the United States pours into the International Monetary Fund. Almost every single country on the continent of Africa now is controlled by the International Monetary Fund. They tell those governments what they can spend, how they spend it. Otherwise, they can't spend any money at all. They completely own these countries, and we're funding 18% of this so-called democracy around the world. And you know, what they're doing is just simply turning the American people into paupers to fund the wars of national liberation, setting up our military in all of these countries. I mean, my husband spent 27 years in the military. We don't get free dental. We don't get free medical. And yet our active duty soldiers are deployed around the world giving free dental and medical to people in all of these villages and stuff. And I don't believe that that's the proper use of the military, but yet we're being forced to fund it. Not through the income tax, but through borrowing by Congress from the central bank. You know, this big hubbub-baloo that earlier in the week was Dennis Hastert and his book. It was all over the place, and so I wrote an article called Hastert's Red Herring, asterisk, you know, that proclaimed that Bush, the centerpiece, quote, the centerpiece of Bush's second administration was going to be the elimination of the IRS. Well, you know, it's kind of, sort of, because 48 hours later, there was a bit of a backstep in that Hastert, in his book, Hastert actually said that, you know, he had talked to George Bush about it. But, that, like I said, that they don't, Congress doesn't want the income tax to go away, and they really, the central bank doesn't care if the tax money comes in on a flat tax or a sales tax, which are just nightmares waiting to happen. As long as they can continue to feed that central bank so they can continue to siphon off the money for the communist control, United Nothing, they call the UN, and its, quote, peacekeeping operations throughout the world, the International Monetary Fund, the United States Aid for International Development, all of these foreign entities, and we're, the American people are simply being bled dry to fund all of this, and yet, this November, they will go by the millions to the ballot box, and they'll punch a hole in a few pieces of paper, they don't know where it goes, who's counting it, and they'll vote for the same vermin back there in the Congress that is driving them into the ground. It's just an unbelievable phenomenon to watch.
Well, I think the American people really have to understand that they really have almost no chance at all of changing the things going on in Washington, D.C. First of all, you have two presidents, both coming from exactly the same point of view, both multimillionaires. In fact, of course, as you know, John Kerry's wife is at least a billionaire. I don't know whether she's a multi-billionaire, but she's got a foundation with at least $500 million in it that she spends for radical left causes. And of course, John Kerry is talking about how we have to tax the rich. Do you honestly believe that he intends to do that? You know, they always find loopholes for people like himself and for the Bushes. But of course, then they come back and they say, gee, we passed all this new legislation to close the tax holes, and why, we ended up with more loopholes than we had before. Oh, shucks, well, we'll have to do that again. But the real purpose is to destroy the middle class, and this is my concern. We find only 33,000 new jobs created last month, and I think that we are beginning to see this whole economic system beginning to come unglued, and so they're going to have to increase the war and war spending. That's how you maintain the stability of society when the economic system begins to fail. They did this in ancient Greece, they did it in ancient Rome, they did it, done it time and time again through the centuries. Why should we be surprised that they're going to increase the tempo of war today to overcome the economic problems that they've created here at home?
Well, that's exactly what Edwin said when he was explaining to me about the gold dinar. He said, listen, Davey, he said, things are so bad economically out there despite the bald-faced lies coming out of Washington and all these politicians. He said the only way that they're going to save the dollar against this gold dinar, the only way they're going to prop up this economy once again, is a major world war. And he said they have to implement the draft. He said it makes him sick when he sees these figures of, well, gee, we need 30 to 40,000 more troops, you know, for this. He said that is baloney. He said they're going to roll the big dice. They are going to jam the draft down America's throat because, he said no country has ever collapsed because of the income tax, but civilizations and countries collapse because of fiat currency, and it's all coming to a head. And he said that's why he's writing this pamphlet, because he wants as many people to know the truth so they will not support this, that there will be massive resistance by the American people to stop sending their sons and daughters and husbands and brothers and cousins to be nothing but cannon fodder to prop up the central bank. Because Edwin said there's no way they're going to let the central bank collapse in this country. It feeds the world.
And have you noticed how the 9-1-1 Commission report suddenly found out that there's a relationship between Iran and Al-Qaeda? Now, there was no relationship between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. It's really the Iranians. And, of course, everybody had forgotten that we brought the Ayatollah Khomeini and the radical Islamic movement to power back in 1979 when we toppled the Shah of Iran. You wonder if it was just long-term planning or just plain good luck. But now we have a new enemy that threatens the world. world. After all, they do have weapons of mass destruction. They do have chemical and biological weapons, and they already have some nuclear weapons. And one day we're going to find out that they purchased these. They're already, oh, they're a threat to the world. We're going to have a preemptive strike on Iran. And you don't think, you think that Iraq was a can of worms. You have no idea what's going to happen when we go to war with Iran. They're already preparing the American people for that, planting these articles all the time about how certainly that Iran allowed these the muscle men from Al-Qaeda to go through there. Why they let them just go across the borders. Heavens, we let terrorists in through our southern border all the time. Should we go to war with the people in Washington, D.C.? I mean, what matters? And yet, of course, if you repeat a lie over often enough, people will come to believe it.
And because you have a population, the greatest majority, unfortunately, at this point in time, they value their material things above the truth and their freedom. This country, as you know, you alluded to at the break, has forsaken God. They've stopped believing in God. Everything, feed them, water them, medicate them, and they're happy these days. And it's a shameful thing, in my opinion. And, of course, the master, I call them the masters of the game, for lack of a better word. They've done a brilliant job in making it so difficult, because of the fiat currency, for people to make a living. They're in this rut where they simply are too brain weary to, you know, sit down and read, you know, a 1,500-page tome like Edwin has written on the central bank. They get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, get the kids off to school. The mother is out in the force, out into the workplace. They go sit in commute traffic. They're brain dead by the time they get to work on 8 cups of coffee. They go all day long worrying about jobs and outsourcing and downsourcing and outsizing and the whole work. They get back on the commute freeway. They sit in the traffic. They stop on the way home and get some kind of garbage to throw on the table because they're too tired to cook. Then it's get the kids' homework done. And then the wife, the mother of the housemaker, is then do 3 or 4 hours of work around the house. And the husband and wife fall into bed at 9:30 at night. They get up the next day and start all over again. They're not going to want to, you know, at 10 o'clock at night start reading about the central bank or about, you know, the wars that were funded by the banking cartel and where it's brought us today. It's worked brilliantly. And then, of course, with the television set, it's not called programming for nothing. People have become addicted to the television set, and they are fed propaganda. And they've become addicted to entertainment and pornography and sports. And because people are frustrated and they're afraid of the future and they have no belief in God, they've become addicted to drugs and alcohol and everything else. And so you literally have a nation of cattle walking around there who live for the weekend. And they do not want their material objects to disappear. Yeah, I'm very blessed. I live in a big, beautiful home here. It's just me and my husband, and it's in a very upscale neighborhood. But I guarantee you, I'm not afraid to walk out that door tomorrow and never look back at that door if it means freedom. Because these are just walls. They can be rebuilt. But our children's freedom can't be rebuilt without blood if things get out of control in this country to the point where the big clampdown comes.
Well, I really fear that there is going to be an implosion of our economic system. And, of course, then we can always blame it on the wicked Saddam Hussein. But, of course, what people have forgotten is that Saddam Hussein worked very closely with the CIA during the 1980s, and our government keeps denying that fact. They deny it, and they deny it, and they deny it, and they're not telling the truth. And you really need to get hold of our May-June newsletter. And all you need to do is ask yourself, gee, you know, the president says that he had given the orders on 2 occasions, this is Bill Clinton, to use lethal force on Osama bin Laden. And certainly Dick Clark, in his book, Against All Enemies, confirmed that long before Bill Clinton ever came out and said it on 60 Minutes. So assuming that this is true, and we have it from other sources as well, that Bill Clinton actually did the right thing in this instance and said, this guy's declared war on America, he's killing Americans throughout the world, you can go ahead and take him out. And the intelligence community refused to do that. Now, why? Well, maybe they were looking long ahead because they know what's going to happen to our economy. And, of course, when things get bad, you can always be sure that there'll be a villain. His name is Osama bin Laden. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. If you have a question, a comment for DB Kidd, who's been on the front lines of this battle for a long time. DB, are there any more copies of your pamphlet on the banking system available?
No, uh-uh.
They're all gone now.
They're all gone. It's out of print, and I hold the copyright, and that's just retired them.
Okay, fine. Well, I think that it's important that people understand the fiat money system that we're in. There has never been a fiat money system. In other words, a man-made money system with nothing behind the money other than the confidence in the banking system that survived. They have stolen from us over a period of 90 years now, 91 years since the Fed was created back in 1913, and the dollar then is worth about $100 today in purchasing power, and they've benefited greatly. They've been able to buy up most of the world with money that they've created out of nothing as they progressively impoverished our people. And more of our people approaching the age of retirement really have lost everything. They've gone along with this wonderful system. All you have to do is go out and borrow or invest, or maybe you'll make a killing in the stock market. Just borrow the money on your house. And, of course, an awful lot of them are approaching retirement with absolutely nothing. The incidence of bankruptcies is increasing. And I'd like to suggest you haven't seen anything at all yet. And, of course, our founding fathers wanted to avoid this. They wanted our money backed by gold and silver. And, of course, in the Muslim countries, they call for that as well. But in the Muslim countries, they're doing it here. We've abandoned our heritage, and we've embraced this promise of instant prosperity with paper currency. And I feel this time is coming to an end. How about you, DB?
Well, I think you can only put so much air into the balloon before it finally bursts. And after 95 years, 94 years, something like that, it is getting to the point where it's reaching critical mass. The American people, they no longer have any disposable income. And if there were no credit cards, our economy would collapse within 48 hours. There's no question about that. But you're absolutely right. The American people have been fleeced and robbed blind by this worthless currency. But because the people haven't taken the time to understand the money trail, they don't see where this tax money that's being taken out of their paychecks. Every payday is April 15th. But people have been conditioned to it. I'm 55. People my age cannot imagine ever living in the United States without the IRS and Social Security. They think that these two systems were in place since the birthing of this republic. They just can't fathom what it would be like. But you're absolutely right about, you know, the retiring population, and there's 70 million baby boomers coming up to retire. They're going to suddenly discover that they've worked their whole lives for nothing because there is nothing left. And the day is fast approaching where the middle class, even if they made $100 an hour, isn't going to be enough. And I'm going to write an article about this. If you make $15 an hour and you take out 40% of that $15 an hour right off the top for taxes, state, federal, city, and county taxes, and try to live off the rest, it's going to make a difference how people look at, you know, what I make in hourly wages. But they don't understand what they're funding. We are funding our own destruction. I see people on TV, oh, I love my daughter. Look at my daughter. She's so cute. Well, if you love your son, you love your children, if you love this country, for heaven's sakes, take the time to get educated and then do something about it. And one of the very first things, even though I believe that our elections, I call them pretend elections, is to vote out every single incumbent in office, unless it's a constitutionalist that you know strictly adheres to the Constitution. And believe it or not, we do have some states that have excellent constitutionalists in the legislatures. There's just not enough of them. But I don't care if the dog catcher's running against the guy in Congress. Vote for the dog catcher.
Okay, let's go to Fred, who's calling from Salinas. Hi, Fred.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Have a question or comment.
I just wanted to make one comment. Amy Goodman's show on Democracy Now! Today had two reporters from Baghdad, and they give very good reports on what's going on over there.
Well, what do they say is going on over there?
It's just falling apart about as fast as they can.
But that's not what we're hearing from the controlled media here. They're telling us things are getting better and the people love us.
Well, that's not what's going on. They could hardly get out of Baghdad anymore.
Now, are these Americans or are these Arab
groups?
These
Americans.
These Americans, huh? Okay, do you have any comment at all on that, Davey?
Well, like I said, you know, I've done an awful lot of research on this. And Afghanistan, you know, we went into Afghanistan to hunt down the past administration's business partner, Osama bin Laden, and we left behind a disaster. But their poppy, their opium poppy crop is a bumper crop this year. There's nothing but fighting over there. Their whole infrastructure is falling apart because of what our military did at the behest and the orders of Washington, D.C.
And, of course, Osama bin Laden, for some reason, we just couldn't find him again. Hey, thank you, D.B., thank you so much for being with us. Fred,
it's been
thanks
a pleasure.
For calling in.
Have a good day.
And have a good day, Stan.
Bye-bye. Do you have a website?
People can just read all my stuff on newswithviews.com.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, that was D.B. Kidd. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and if you really want to understand where we are today, you need to get my video. It's called Iraq, the Untold Story, and it's the story of all of the wars of the last century and how every one of them was contrived. You were told, oh, we had to go to war because Adolf Hitler was such a wicked man. Well, Adolf Hitler was an absolutely wicked man. He was deeply involved with the occult. In fact, the very foundation of Nazism was in the occult. But then, of course, Winston Churchill and FDR were both involved with the occult, as well as was Eleanor Roosevelt. And if you read such books as Who Financed Hitler, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, which we do carry here, or my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll find out that we financed Adolf Hitler both before and the other books, Trading with the Enemy, during the war. You need to get these books. You need to read it. You need to understand the German generals kept trying to surrender and we wouldn't let them, just the same way that the Japanese kept trying to surrender and we wouldn't let them. The documentation for everything we're saying is in my book, the syllabus that goes along with the Iraq, the Untold Story video. So you need to get the video, you need to get the syllabus. If you'd like a copy of the article out of the Chicago Tribune for the 15th of August, 1945, pointing out that the Japanese had been trying to surrender for 6 months and we wouldn't let them. And I'd talked to General Albert Wedemeyer, who told me that he was, of course, in command over in China. I spent several weekends with him before he passed away, and he told me that they'd intercept the Japanese messages. They knew they were trying to surrender. The Washington knew they were trying to surrender. The American people had just never been told that the dropping of the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were absolutely unnecessary. Call 1-800-544-8927 and ask for Iraq, the Untold Story, the video, and the syllabus. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, which is how we're able to do what we do 5 hours every day, and then we have a weekend program that goes out to about 36 programs, which, quite frankly, we rely upon your support and the support of people who believe in what we're doing. And our audience is increasing, and more people are learning what's going on, and that, of course, it's the members of the Radio Liberty family of supporters that make all of this possible. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, our May-June newsletter tells you who Osama bin Laden really is. Our July newsletter, which hopefully will be out in a week or so, will tell you what really happened on the morning of September 11th. Because, you see, in the hearings, there was only one thing that got through that wasn't censored. Ordinarily, they had all the witnesses just talk ahead of time, and then if they had anything important to say, why they didn't allow him to testify before the 9/11 Commission publicly. But one man did testify, and he told what happened that morning. It's amazing. None of the media picked up on it. None of the commissioners picked up on it. And the average American has never heard of the smoking gun. But it's in my July newsletter. You'll want to read it. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free copy of that newsletter, you have to specify, though, the July newsletter. Of course, I want to be honest with you. We really hope you want to subscribe to the newsletter or join the Radio Liberty family, where you get the newsletter along with the four best tapes of the month. But we'd be glad to send you a newsletter if you'd like one for nothing. You can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. The May-June newsletter is already posted there. The July newsletter will be up in a couple of weeks. So if you would like, you can pull them down. You have our permission to copy those newsletters, to get them out. And we hope many of you will want to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it explains what's really behind all of the secret societies. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies. They meet regularly in our communities. There's one that has over 2 million members, and six of our last 12 presidents have either been members of that secret society and or affiliated with it. It's all covered in my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, to begin put things into a clearer perspective and the true satanic nature of what we're talking about, you need the video. They sold their souls for rock and roll. The 4-hour version or the 10-hour version. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 4-hour version or the 10-hour version. There's a great book that you can get to go along with that. It's called The Fallen Angel, or just simply Fallen Angel. It's the story of Led Zeppelin and the greatest, the most popular album ever made, a rock album, Stairway to Heaven, what it's really all about. You'll want to get that, and of course you need to understand that it's all satanic. There is a conspiracy against God today. There's always been one. Read the second Psalm, read Jeremiah 11:9 or Ezekiel 22:25. But that conspiracy is coming to a head right now. And unfortunately, America has been tried and found wanting because the Americans are so wound up in having a good time, or the church growth movement and the bongo drums and the rock music, the devil's music in their churches. But it's infectious, and it brings in the young people, doesn't it? And the church has to be more like society so the people will come. But they're not going to learn about the gospel, and they're not going to become truly related to Jesus Christ. They're just going to come to church and fill the pews, and they're going to change the message of the church to become more relevant to our society. But we're going to get away from the teaching of the gospel and the fact that we're all sinners saved by grace. Well, but of course, if we're not sinners, then we really don't need a Savior, do we? And let's just give a watered-down version of Christianity. Isn't that what the people really want? Something to fill their itching ears. Well, appeal to their itchy ears. Remember our number? It's 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders. Pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection until Monday, may the Lord be with you.